Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of...
It's Coffees and Tacos?
Or Coffee and Tacos.
Of Coffee and Tacos.
Put the mic to your mouth, bro.
Coffee and Tacos.
Coffee and Tacos.
I'm sorry. I'll get better at this, folks. I promise.
On the Black Wolf Untitled podcast. Yes, that is the official title that we're going for. We are going to discuss that in a little bit. So on Fridays, Joel and I will be sitting down. We are on Facebook Live right now. Through the Black Wolf CrossFit Facebook page, facebook.com/BlackWolfCF. Get you there straight away. If you don't follow us, go ahead and do that. That's where you post a lot of our information. For our members, don't forget about the Quad City Coffee Club, the secret members only group. You need to be a part of that because that's where all the good stuff gets passed around. And then finally, the Instagram page. We're not Instagram Live right now because I haven't figured that one out. And we only have so many phones. But actually, we could have used your phone. But it doesn't matter. Because that's too much. Oh, maybe it's not. Maybe we're going to figure this out.
Maybe it's not too much.
Maybe it's not too much, folks. Anyways, I digress. So, Coffee and Tacos, what is the purpose? One, a little lighthearted compared to the Wednesday episodes that are Battle the Bullshit. Though there are still jokes and fun in those episodes, that is absolutely to dispel the myths and the rumors and the noise that permeates society through that factual-based ranting that we enjoy so much. We're going to get to it, okay? Our tacos today, which we may or may not eat on... microphone
because I was thinking about that.
Not sure you want us to smack, so we might save them. Okay, so I'm gonna just tell you what we got. We went to El Rey on 610 at Yale, and awesome guys there, awesome managers Chris and Hugo running the show this morning. Thanks to those guys.
Thank you guys.
Worked with Hugo for our tacos tomorrow for the first Saturday event, which is our free community workout at 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. For those that don't know, you are invited. Everyone's invited. It's beginner friendly, advanced friendly, whatever you want to be. We can make you be that, okay? We will be having a Rosti show up with their certified recovery specialist. They are going to be running the cooldowns for both classes. They will also have time to speak to you with any impingements, any mobility issues that you might have, and talk to you about what services they themselves offer. We will also have Juice from Juice Girl, which is on 19th, the beautiful 19th Street in Houston Heights.
Probably my favorite street, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good place to be. It is not my favorite, actually, but that's a whole different thing. Different personalities here. I actually don't frequent 19th Street. It is not for me, but...
I'm there so much.
Generally speaking, when things are not for me, they're for you folks, okay? You guys tend to like that stuff, so encourage you to stop by 19th Street. A lot of shops, a lot of locally owned shops. Some not so locally owned that have the guise of locally owned, but whatever, that's fine.
They have a shoe shop.
That's cool. Shoe shops are awesome. They've also got a shop that are apparently for very rustic or fake rustic men, which is exciting. So if you want to be a very curated but lumberjack looking male, hang out on 19th Street.
Float Lab
too. And then they just installed the Float Lab. But Holly said it's very difficult to schedule, so she recommended the one on West Gray. So, and I'm a fan of Holly, so I'm going to go with what she says. But anyways, yeah, Historic 19th. So, Juice Girl is right next to Boomtown Coffee, a great local coffee shop as well. So that's what we have going on tomorrow. And then 70 tacos from El Rey Taqueria. They will be here for y'all to take home with you. So big day tomorrow. Let's get to the fun, okay? So a while back we did a survey, and we asked you kind of what did you want to hear us talk about? And this was before the podcast was real. And it normally when we have an initial thought and we ask for feedback, the feedback is a little tentative. Because if you don't know that the project is going to come to fruition, then why invest the time in making a real question or thinking about a real question? But you guys came through. It was the first survey that we both read that we were like, holy crap. The responses were hugely beneficial to us, and they've given us a lot of direction. So I actually selected one of the questions that had a series of questions in it. Whoever submitted this, thank you. And we're just going to roll with it and give you, and it'll give you an idea so that next Friday we'll have another list of questions from y'all that y'all can submit. Real quick though, because
hi Kelly,
since it's a podcast, since people that might not be our members may very well be listening, and I mean, I'm not getting too ahead of ourselves. By that, I mean someone accidentally clicked play, okay, stumbled into this.
Welcome.
Yes. Please understand that we might be a little bit different, and so in a good way. and also bad ways. So bear with us.
I can see you now, Ben.
But my name is Ben Jost. I'm the owner of Black Wolf CrossFit. We have been in operation for 3 years now, or over 3 years. We opened in the end of 2014 in Lindale Park, and we now reside on the eastern edge of Houston Heights. So the Heights neighborhood, I'm sorry. I've been in the industry 7 years, and I am 32 years old. And, you know, that's about all you need to know from me.
You don't look that old, Ben.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's because I do such a good job taking care of myself, sleeping on the floor of the gym. We'll get more to that, unpack that on another podcast episode.
Keys to success,
y'all. But anyways, this is Joel. Joel, how long have you been with us?
It'll be 2 years. In the end of May, beginning of June type area, I've been coaching here and only here since my CrossFit coaching career started in summer of 2016. If you want to know my age, I am 25, and I'll be 26 in October. Libra, y'all. Where my Libra's at? Was that corny?
No.
Why did you laugh at that?
So if you can't tell, folks.
You just offended all the Libras.
One of the reasons that this works well is because he and I are opposites. Pretty
much. Polar opposites.
Complete opposites. I didn't understand anything he just said. So... that's what makes us exciting, okay? We're good foils. Would that be the fancy way of saying that? We contrast.
If you want to be fancy, yeah.
Sure. I'm a fancy person, okay? So that's a little bit about us.
We're black and white, but our connection is gray.
We're going to move on.
Because black and white make gray.
Ah, you know? I see. I see
like
what
it
you're...
works.
I get you.
It's all neutral.
Okay. Anyways... So, folks, so the questions today, they're going to be fun. They're not too serious. We got some that can get pretty good here, okay? But we're going to start with some easy ones. So the first question on this was sleep schedule. Okay, what is your sleep schedule? I would imagine you're looking for some encouragement on your sleep schedule or y'all out there.
6 to 8 is the goal.
Sure. So, but what's the reality? Because I don't think it's fair. I think that's what a lot of people do. They tell you the goal and they don't tell you what they themselves do. Like, I'm going to tell you sleep 8 hours and then I'm sleeping 6. That's not fair of me to say, because then I'm not being empathetic to what you're dealing with and I'm not being honest. So then you see me say 8 hours and instead I'm secretly only sleeping 5 or 6 and you feel bad that you're not getting 8, but you're sleeping 7, which means you're beating me to it. You're doing a better job than I am. So the reality for me is sleeping here, we get done working about 8 o'clock. And in fact, now that the summer months are coming, people are hanging out later. So I'm really not getting quiet. I'm not getting everybody out of the building. And that makes it sound like I'm rushing. I am not. I love having people hang around. And for those who don't know, I do sleep in the gym. I live here with my dog. And we generally get to be alone by 8:15. So by the time I bathe, by the time I eat dinner, 9 o'clock is the first 45 minutes to be still is the goal. The reality is unpacking from the adrenaline or the energy of that 6:30 class, I'm not laying down till 9:30. And so I'm up at 4. That means that my best case scenario right now is 6.5 hours. It does mean I need 2 nights later where I get more sleep. And generally that can be 1 weekend. And until recently, it was Tuesday mornings I was able to sleep in. We've had a scheduling change as a result of a coach leaving. And so that's not possible. And so that's something I'm really paying attention to, because we have to prioritize our sleep. And so reality is I'm sleeping 9:30 to 4. It feels like enough the first 2 days of the week. By the third day, I'm crashing pretty hard right after noon. And so you got to pay attention to that. Pay attention to the fatigue. Pay attention to the adjustments that you need to make. I would toss it over to Joel, but his answer is literally not allowed on this podcast. I just want to emphasize how young he is and how he still can run on 0 hours of sleep and feel like he's operating. And so someday that'll change. He's going to hit a birthday and just be like, oh, man.
This is very true.
Where did it all go?
Yeah, no, I am definitely taking advantage of my youth, and I am doing myself a disservice in that, folks. It is not good. Sleep is so important. It is free and probably the most important thing you could do for your recovery. Like, it is so plentiful. Like, make time for sleep. I say that. And my goal has been lately to be laying down by 10, being done, which is super hard because, again, I'm done when Ben is done most of the time. So I am still up. I'm ready. I'm up and at 'em. I am surfing the web. I am going through posts. I'm trying to delete all the photos I've taken from the day because, news alert, you could only take so many photos on a memory stick, a micro SD card. And, well, I'm running out of storage. So I have to go buy more things. But anyways, I am up late. I am looking at screens all the time, whether it's my phone, whether it's my camera. It's keeping me up. And I just need a new system where it's just like done by 10. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. I have to cut myself off. And there's just always something on my mind, whether it's how am I going to entertain the class in the morning the next day? How am I going to keep things spicy? Rest is so important, and we definitely take it for granted.
Absolutely. And so I'm so proud to hear you say that. I feel all warm and fuzzy inside right now.
I have my moments.
But you know what? It is. I think that's one of the things we can talk about in the future is the challenge of the schedule. And it's funny because, as we know, some people don't take these jobs very seriously. And we understand how people get baited into that. I mean, I'm up at 4. You know, when we get up at 4 to coach the 5 and the 6, again, until recently, we weren't coaching 8:30. So we were working. If you want to say working is just coaching, which, side note, it's not. There's a lot more that goes into this. But in terms of coaching hours, we're coaching 5 to 7. And then we're done until 4. So, I mean, that's 9 hours. I mean, that's a freaking work day between when we finish the high energy 5 and 6, and then we got to bring it again from 4 to 8 p.m. And so what happens in the middle of that day? And, you know, there's days where we crush and we work all the way through, and there's things that need to be done. There's other days where there's not things that need to be done, and, you know, energy levels are lower. And so whether it's you get the nap in the middle or you got to caffeinate to get back up, and I think that's what hurts me the most, over-caffeinating after 3. You know, I try to drink all my coffee before 3, but that'll ride through my system until 9 or 10 at night. And so there's a lot to unpack there. Let's move on. Sleep is important. We've said that. In this culture of life hacks, in this culture of shortcuts and finding efficiencies, it is amazing to me that we don't just sleep. If you slept more, you feel better. You get sick less often. You perform better. You look better. Okay? You're a lot more attractive when you get your sleep, folks. Like, I want that summer bod. Get some sleep. Your body also operates the way it's meant to when it sleeps well. So you want to lose weight. It's not just about calories in, calories out. It's not just about food, even though that is the priority, okay? If we're not sleeping, the system cannot operate efficiently, which means the systems that are in place that would allow you to lose weight are not going to do what they're meant to do, at least at the level they're meant to
do. Preach.
So get the sleep for literally every reason. But if you can't listen to any of that, you're a miserable asshole unless you sleep. So just do it. I think that's a great reason to do it, okay? I know how and we all have different levels on the spectrum of miserable asshole, okay? Let's be very, very clear. And I go much darker than y'all. So I realize how important my sleep is because it profoundly impacts your day when I'm being the little grumpy person. I was about to be bad. The grumpy person that I'm capable of being. So let's move on.
Just a little grumpy.
A little bit more fun. I'm glad we unpacked that. Okay. This one's pretty generic. So, favorite non-healthy favorite snack. Not to impress any nutrition people. Just favorite go-to snack.
But when it comes to favorite non-healthy thing, yeah, it's definitely a pint of ice cream on the weekends. So I don't have it during the week. It's on the weekends. I look forward to my pint of ice cream.
What flavor? What brand? What? Tell them. Tell the people. They want to be just like you.
I'm all about variety, folks, but there has to be chocolate involved. There must be chocolate. I absolutely hate vanilla and sprinkles, by the way. Not recently, but sometime in the middle of last year, I found out Ben & Jerry's makes a vanilla pint, and I'm so against it. I hate vanilla by itself.
But a company has to have a vanilla. Why are you against it?
Well, it's because Ben & Jerry's is all – the whole point was Jerry – or Ben, one of them can't taste, so he needs that mouthfeel, so that's why everything's so chunky. And I think the vanilla is just vanilla. I'm just being harsh.
That's fine. I completely understand. You're right. Ben and Jerry's is supposed to be an exciting combination of flavors, and vanilla is a abject lack of flavor, and so I get that. Flavor. But I enjoy vanilla because I'm boring, okay? For me, favorite snack. I'm go-to on plantain chips, and recently I felt like there was a shortage of plantains. I didn't know if the market, maybe we hadn't found, maybe there was a famine somewhere.
Quick question. Have you been to Churrasco's?
No.
It is a, guys, don't kill me. I think it is Cuban restaurant, very fancy. Mm-hmm. And instead of chips and salsa, they give you plantain chips and their salsa. Ooh. And olive oil and herbs type dip.
Ooh.
Stuff. It is absolutely delicious.
Is this like a date restaurant? Like, is this?
This is a date restaurant.
Okay.
This is a Mother's Day restaurant.
There
this
we
is
go.
A,
Mother's Day's coming up.
Mother's Day's coming up, y'all.
Okay.
Take your mothers to Churrasco's. Churrasco's sponsor me. Do that. Just kidding, Churrasco's.
Okay, so plantain chips at Churrasco's. Yeah, plantains are my go-to. Actually, I was speaking to Jerry about that because I know his wife, Jill, who's working with us on nutrition, that's her favorite go-to snack as well. So that's my thing right now. Let's move on. Favorite drinks? So this will be an interesting one. Neither of us really drink a lot. I don't drink at all. When was the last time you had an alcoholic beverage?
I had a Michelob Lime and Cactus on Sunday.
Is that your favorite beverage?
It is not my favorite beverage. I wanted to try it. I got it for my dad and my sister's boyfriend.
Okay. My favorite beverage is a black iced coffee. Like, I assure you, right now I enjoy iced coffee from Through Goods on 27th between Shepherd and Durham. And then I like an iced coffee, not a cold brew. I like an iced coffee from Starbucks.
Different, yo. It's different.
Absolutely different. And apparently the more sophisticated palates would appreciate a cold brew. I have no problem saying I'm not sophisticated. I like the fact that the iced coffee sometimes punches you in the teeth because they forget to brew it with the right beans. And so I think they use their hot coffee beans sometimes. And that's when you're like, that's the jet fuel. The teeth, like, oh, ooh, that's my favorite. In terms of non-nutritional choice beverage, a perfect Coke Icy, which can only really be found now at Valero gas stations. I don't know why they're doing the only good job of taking care of the Icy machines, but Valero gas stations, fun fact, I go to a Valero before I go to therapy every Thursday. I don't get Icy's during the day, so I never get one from here, but I always check the machine to see the composition. Yes, weird, that's fine, okay? And it's always good. And then I lived behind a Valero. Not literally. I know I live in a gym now. I wasn't living behind the Valero. This isn't an upgrade. I was in an apartment behind a Valero, okay? And it's on 18th Street past Queen Donut, best donut shop in Houston. No, not $8 donuts. If you're paying $8 for a donut, you're wrong. I don't care. I don't care what Cinnamon Toast Crunch is on it. I don't care. Go to Queen Donut or an old school donut shop. And if you've never been to those places, because they're ewy, you know, shut it, all right? That's the place to get like 15 cents for a donut. Anyways.
A good donut.
18th.
That.
Yeah, very good donut. 18th Street, past TC Jester, past Ella, past that spaghetti bowl. That was the Valero that has the best Coke Icy's in town. Sometimes they have a Dr. Pepper Icy, pretty darn good too.
So any other favorite drinks?
Topo Chico. I really like me a Topo Chico.
Oh,
like, I look Topo forward Chico. To the Topo Chico. Like, everyone's like, hey, when are you going to start selling Topo Chicos? Here's why we don't sell them, because y'all would drink them all and we would have none.
You got 5 seconds.
I'm done.
Done. Okay. Go-to music or mood music genres. So let's have some fun with this one, okay? Because I specifically have, I got my workout music. I got my mood music, like my living life music. I don't have a chill music, okay? I do go to sleep with sleep music from the I Sleep Easy app. So there is that. But I don't really have a chill music. If I'm relaxed, then I'm probably listening to an audiobook or a podcast. But let's say that. Let's say you always have your headphones in. You're one of the youths. Got your earbuds in or your over-the-ear phones, all that fancy stuff. What are you listening to in those headphones?
Usually it is rock music. If I am on the way to the gym early in the morning, it's definitely some slow country type music.
Okay.
And I definitely like my hip hop whenever it's going home. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, or hip hop during the workout. So I used to only be rock during my workouts only. Like, I could only have that double bass going, guitars going, some awesome vocals, a little bit of screaming. I can't do too much screaming. Not too much. Just enough. Like, Killswitch Engage is a good balance of, like, actual good vocals and screaming.
Okay, so Killswitch on the rock side. Who's the artist Killswitch on the hip-hop side that you're going to listen to the most?
I'll go with who I'm currently listening to the most right now is J. Cole's new album, because, guys, you're really going to hate me when it comes to these answers. I am all about variety. I am all about it. I cannot pick one to save my life.
Millennials, right? Okay.
Millennials. But the good kind.
No loyalty.
No loyalty whatsoever.
For me,
music whore.
For me,
can I say that?
I think I'm on a...
Have you had a sip of your coffee?
Yes. I have Texas pecan. You have...
The cinnamon.
Cinnamon vanilla.
Cinnamon vanilla.
From El Rey Taqueria. For me, I'm on a kick with Jeezy and Logic. Okay. I definitely let the artists on that artist radio play through. But if you see me working in a coffee shop and I've got my headphones in, it's definitely Jeezy. I get more work done that way. on the countryside, like driving my car. I've still got CDs, old school throwback.
What's a CD?
Hilarious.
How do you spell that?
You're not that young.
Just
and
kidding,
it's Ryan
guys.
Bingham. If you haven't checked out Ryan Bingham, country guy. It's not even country. Okay, it's I don't know what the word is. Americana might be the word for it. Singer songwriter. I love singer songwriters. I need stories to be told in my music. I'll take a good story being told over a good sound, I guess. And so I need to feel like I'm a part of that story. And so Ryan Bingham tells good stories.
I am the opposite with my hip hop, which okay. is why I hate some of these hip hop songs. Like, the beat is what's getting these sales, not the lyrics. If you stop and listen to these new people, you're like, what? What did they just say about their oh goodness. But the beats are sick. Right. I have to have a good tune. I have to have a good rhythm and beat and tune in order to listen. I could care less about the story. And then when I find out what you're saying, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. See, more opposites. Okay. This will be interesting. When was the last time you wrote a book?
So that is part of my go to sleep earlier initiative.
Okay.
Lay down with the book, because anytime I start reading a book, I start to fall asleep. Right. But the last time I read a book, see, I don't. Last time was that whole book was the Gary V one, and that was during the rodeo. So that was this March.
What was that? Was that Crushing It or Crush It?
No, Crush It.
Crush It, the first one.
But most of the reading is definitely online, whether like CrossFit Journal, because I'm subscribed to that. I've been subscribed to that. There's definitely some jewels on there.
Sure.
But that would be the last thing I've read.
Okay. I'm reading Malcolm X's autobiography right now, as told to James Haley. It's very, very interesting. Especially with the way that I was raised, Malcolm X was not someone that was brought up in the schools I went to or in the history classes I took, and so it's very, very eye-opening. And then, in terms of something a little more fun, I haven't read fiction. I don't read new fiction. I read classics. So Hemingway, anything by Hemingway. I think the last one I reread was Old Man and the Sea, but I do that like every 3 months because it takes a day.
Were you ever into Goosebumps?
No.
Back in the day?
No. I was into, I've got to think about it. There was a book series, like another teen fiction book series that was my mom would be able to tell. She might be getting here. My mom, 63, she works out at 8:30. She should come hang out. I had a teen book series that I read all of the series of. I remember Boys Against the Girls, Boys Start the War, Girls Get Even. That was another book series I read. But fiction, I'm reading Hemingway. It's pretty much just Hemingway. I'll read The Great Gatsby once a year, as well as a bunch of like.
That was a high school read.
Absolutely.
I didn't have to read it, but it was a high school read.
I think you're.
It wasn't for my grade. It was for the grades that were already about to graduate.
Did you not graduate? You never began the class that. Like,
I didn't have to read The Great Gatsby.
This is what's wrong with people, folks. This is what's wrong. You need to read The Great Gatsby, okay?
I did not have to read that.
It's such a good story. And the movie's good. That's the movie's good, but read the book. The book
I didn't watch the movie either.
East Egg, West Egg.
Is that the one Leonardo DiCaprio?
New Money, Old Money. I mean, it's the eyes watching over the wasteland. I mean, there's so much to it. Read that book. That's such a good book. And then in terms of recommended reading and outside of that stuff, I will always say Simon Sinek, Start With Why, is a great starting place. Nutrition, my favorite book will always be. Well, I don't want to say always. I'm open-minded. But It Starts With Food by Dallas and Melissa Hartwig. It is the whole 30 book, but you don't have to read that part. Those would be. So nutrition, I would say It Starts With Food. Business, or like, no, it's more like life advice. Start With Why. And then fiction, Great Gatsby. I think those would be my recommendations for that stuff. Okay, moving on. We're getting a little bit long here. I know you're going to get bored. Feel free to tune out, folks. You don't have to listen to us just because we're talking. I don't know if you know that. So, Joel, what are some pet peeves of yours? What are things that rub you? What really grinds your gears? You're a really happy guy, real positive guy, a little fluffy. So, not physically. Didn't mean that. All right, opposite. But
he's got offended there.
He's rainbows and JK. Sunshine. And another way we're very, very different. He's rainbows and he reverts to rainbows and sunshine, and I revert to black holes of emotion. So, Joel, what's a pet peeve? Do you even know what one of those are? Do you have those?
No, I don't have many pet peeves. I mean, when people do something they shouldn't do in the workout, how about that one? That could be a huge conversation.
Sure. My pet peeve would be, I mean, obviously, guys, I'm sure if you actually cared, you'd be pretty excited about all these answers because I could talk probably for about 4 hours about pet peeves.
Yeah, you could have a whole episode for pet peeves.
But the one that got us this morning actually trying to set this up was like consistency. My pet peeve is inconsistency, okay? I want to know what I'm getting from you. I want you to do, and ideally be like, do the same thing every day, say the same thing, like consistency. But like what I mean specifically is I do want to know what level of engagement to expect from somebody. And if it's going to be low levels, that's fine. Just always be low. If it's going to be high levels, that's fine. Always be high. When people are inconsistent, some days they're late, some days are on time. Some days they show up, then they disappear for weeks. Things like that really get at me. Because consistency is the only way to make your way in this life. It's the only way to get progress. We don't need to be perfect. I'll say need perfection. We need consistency in order to make progress. And so not knowing what you're going to get, not knowing what you're going to get from somebody or a situation, that's what gets me. Going to a store, there's a restaurant supply store I go to, and when I go to get the paper towels, there are days where I'm in and I'm out. And it's never crowded. It's never crowded. But the customer service is so inconsistent that there's a reason we're starting to shop on Amazon, folks.
That will never
change.
There's
a reason. If you cannot deliver a level of customer service that is going to meet just the basic needs of your customer, why would they not get it for cheaper and have it delivered to their door for free on Amazon? All I need you to do is say, hey, sir, sorry for the wait. That's it. Acknowledge that there was a wait. That's all there is to it. Don't let me stand there when you had one customer in front of me that you were too inept to process efficiently. And then when I get there, you're grumpy. You're grumpy. You're mad at me for being there. I've stood there 10 minutes to buy one box and I didn't leave, even though I knew I could save $5 on Amazon, okay? And I knew it could be delivered for free. And I still stood there because you guys have helped us for a while. And when I get to the register, there is, I don't even need an I'm sorry. I don't even need a, like, oh dear, we're late. I just need a thank you for waiting. Acknowledge it. That's it, folks. Nobody expects you to be perfect. Just acknowledge it. Acknowledge the inconvenience.
I figured out a relevant pet peeve. When I go to Starbucks and they're out of cold brew after I've already paid for it.
What is that? Like, how?
I don't know.
It's 2018.
I have no idea.
How are we guessing?
Get it together, staff. Get it together, Starbucks staff. It happens to me more often than not. And I've had to travel to other Starbucks. Like, in my most recent endeavor, I accidentally left my backpack at a Starbucks and went to another one. And it wasn't until I got there that I realized I left my backpack because I was so mad that they didn't have my damn cold brew.
I don't understand. It's 2018.
And I had already paid for it.
Inventory controls, something, check. Maybe don't. Fine. You're not a worldwide brand. Let's pretend that you are a small shop, okay? Just check. Be like, hey, let me check that for you.
I have 830.
Since I'm going to charge you $5 for it. You do. Okay, last one. Who are some legit athletes to follow on social media?
You go first.
I don't follow athletes on social media.
Oh, my goodness. Legit athletes to follow. What about ex-athletes?
Joel, if you think this is who they wanted you to recommend and you're still talking about a person that they had no interest in you recommending, that's fine.
I like LeBron.
And still not it.
No?
Go coach your class. I'll go take the rest of this.
That's why I can't do this. Like, I don't even follow athletes.
So, in terms of who you should follow on social media, I think you start with Rich Froning and really CrossFit Mayhem. CrossFit Mayhem, because they're posting so much with team stuff and all the athletes are passing through Tennessee to hang out with those guys. So, I think you follow those guys.
I like following Josh Bridges.
Josh Bridges is always...
I'll leave with that. Josh Bridges, follow him.
And that's a Navy SEAL that has been to the games for like every year for the past 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 years.
Carl Webb.
And then on the ladies' side,
I love Carl Webb.
The Australians are where it's at. Tia Claire Toomey and Carl Webb are two ladies that are putting out real good stuff. Yeah, I'll take care of it. I got this. Joel is off to coach his 8:30.
I don't have tacos, y'all.
Good luck. And I'm going to wrap this up. You're not going to be stuck with me too long. But, you know, the problem with following athletes, and I do want to point this out, and we will edit the podcast down if you're somehow still listening. Especially, no, all of them, they are being positioned to have to promote themselves by putting their bodies out there more so than putting out
valuable content. And not all of them are doing that. And the women we just named, the men we just named, put out good stuff, entertaining stuff. But why we're not going to name some local athletes or some coaches that we know is because there's nothing to get from their videos or their pictures except that they have great bodies. And then that's suddenly, or that they lift really heavy, or that they do a lot of volume or whatever on that particular day. And the problem with that, the reason I don't follow athletes, that can start to creep in your mind. And I believe that social media is tearing apart the fabric of our mental health, and it's that in itself does make, in my mind, social media a negative. However, I don't think it has to be. I just think we have to be conscious of it. The problem is, as with anything in life, when we put the responsibility on the consumer, that's not how this works. Why did you make that purchase? Well, they sold it to me. Like, we get to push the responsibility on the supplier. And so as a result of that, I think that you're doing yourself a disservice by following a bunch of men and women who are doing things that, yes, you might enjoy watching, but are also doing things that are going to creep into your mind as things you should be doing that you're never going to be able to do. And so that when you come in the gym and you squat 135, but you saw her squat 225 and she seems to do it every third day and you can barely get through one day a week, you're going to subconsciously compare yourself, okay? When you see his body with the 8-pack or the fact that he's in the gym, every single post is about him in the gym, you're going to start to believe that the only way you can have an effective training program is for you to be in the gym every day. And that's not true, okay? Not to mention what we mentioned in a podcast earlier. Instagram is the curated view of someone's life, okay? Like, when you go to the art museum, you see the greatest pieces of art ever created. You don't see the first versions of those pieces. And I think that actually would be a great gallery, is where did it start? What are some of these artists' misses? That would be incredibly interesting. And it wouldn't take away from the credibility of the artist. I think actually for me, I would buy into the artist more. If I saw what the artist started with, what the first concept was, and then how it evolved, I think that would be incredibly interesting. But Instagram doesn't afford us that opportunity. Facebook doesn't afford us that opportunity, because I'm gonna put my curated self out, my filtered self. You know, I've removed myself recently from the dating apps, and I'm grateful to be able to do that. But if you look at what's being put out on Tinder and Bumble and all the dating apps as well, and I can only speak from the men's side. And side note, ladies, I can't believe y'all are able to survive on there. The number of dick pics you must receive just for being a woman, the language that you receive. And it's not that all men are awful, but all men are asshole capable, and we're insensitive capable, and we think that that's how we're supposed to talk at times. I don't know how women make it sometimes. But in terms of from my perspective, you know, there are entire profiles. So the way that it works on internet dating, if you don't know, is generally you post anywhere from 1 to 6 photos and people swipe through them. Then they read your bio and they say, hey, I'm interested. I'm not interested. There are profiles that are all filtered pictures. I don't mean curated. I don't mean like angled properly. That's obvious. You know, that's pretty clear to pick out. I mean straight up filters, Snapchat filters, every photo. Every photo is the flower halo. Like, do you think someone's swiping right on that? Like, what? Like, it's, what are we doing here? But that's what's accepted in society. And I don't blame you for doing it, because you'll be judged if you just put your face. I think your face is gorgeous. One thing I love about coaching at 5 a.m. and one thing I love about coaching in the evenings is, like, at 5 a.m. you probably didn't put makeup on. And at 6:30 p.m. after you hit a hard workout, your makeup's off. And that's when you're beautiful. That's when you're strong and your true self comes out. And I think that that's what empowers men and women alike, is accepting themselves in that unmanicured state. And so I'm not against makeup. I'm not against hair gel, taking care of it and all that stuff. But I am against believing your value is placed in it. But anyways, yeah, I just believe that we need to be very, very aware of who we follow and why we follow, what kind of content we're getting. Men, stop following the Instagram whores. Stop it. It's not serving you well, okay? It's messing up your idea of what women should be. It's messing up your idea of what entertainment should be. Women, I don't know the female version of that. I know there's a lot of men that you could follow that also have all their shirts off and underwear disappears and all that stuff, and maybe it's having the same impact. I can't speak to that, but I know that following a bunch of naked women on Instagram is not serving me well. And those athletes are getting closer and closer to being that. And so just be real, real careful with who you follow, because the content you consume is largely what's going to define the quality of mind that you operate with. So be very, very intentional about that. There are a lot of inspiring stories on these social media channels, but they are being flooded out or washed over. I'm sorry, washed out by the prevalence of low quality, high visual stimulation content. Okay, so be intentional about that. But Carl Webb and Tia Claire Toomey are both inspirational women. I love Julie Fouché. She's the games athlete who now has become a doctor. She's constantly talking about nutrition and really important stuff, how she's going to change the medical field along with a lot of other people. And you should follow CrossFit HQ. So if you just type CrossFit in, make sure you follow them. They're putting out inspirational stories all the time of incredible weight loss. They've got a campaign right now called From Couch to CrossFit, which is really, really inspiring. You can take it. Nobody's watching that. And so those are the people I would follow. I don't really follow anybody else, so sorry, I don't have a good recommendation. All right, y'all. It is Friday. It is May 4th. We are going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are going to do this every Friday about this time. Like I said, we just had a coach quit, so we're coaching the 8:30s now. We were planning on kind of hanging out at a restaurant. Maybe we'll get to do that in the future. But today, I got a lunch and learn. I'll be going to a high school and talking for 15 minutes about nutrition with Leah and Dawn from Through Goods. I need to know their actual company. They're the masterminds behind Blue Catering, okay? Behind Soul Taco, which is one of the taco, it's a taco trailer, actually, taco truck that sits out front of Through Goods Coffee on 27th. I'm doing a lunch and learn with them. We are speaking to 15 students, and what school is it? I really don't know what school we're going to. East 13th Street, Heights High School. Oh, old Reagan, I believe. That's right, right? That's where the track is that every single gym in Houston uses for their track workouts, and it acts like they're the only ones that do it. Anyways, so I'll be out there doing a little lunch and learn, talking about nutrition with some students, and then we'll be back at it tonight with Hannah and Layla running the show this evening. We got 2 rep max thrusters, not clusters, going to thrusters this afternoon as a result of pulling all week. You pulled different versions of a pull Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So we're going to go back to pushing today. So it's pretty much a push day. Metcon's going to be 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, unbroken but heavy as possible. Front squats paired with challenging, no more than 2 sets per round, handstand push-ups. So I'm going to wrap it up. I am sure you are over this. Thank you so much for tuning in. Put some questions in the comments. What do you want us to talk about next week? Again, we're getting better at this. This was the first episode. We did the first episode of Battle of the Bullshit Wednesday. Check that episode out. So these are going to get better. I'm going to start adding my kind of type A into this, getting it mapped out, having a little bit more structure, especially to keep this one on task. So we will be back at it next Friday. Tune in, Facebook Live, Instagram Live. I think safe bet. 7:50 a.m. because we got to grab the tacos after we finish coaching at 7. So I'd say by the time we sit down, 7:30 to 7:50 be the start time. We're going to whittle it down to 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and we'll go from there. So thank you all very much. Have a wonderful weekend. I hope to see you all at First Saturday tomorrow. If not, just have a great weekend. Be safe and get some recovery. Going out and drinking with your friends is not recovery. It's not even mental recovery. Be smart. Be intentional with your time on the weekend, okay? I'm all for going and being social. There's a way to use social interaction as recovery. We need social interaction. We need it to recover. But when we're pairing it with a lot of drinking or staying up late, we're killing ourselves. So if you want to get back to the work with a full battery, you got to make time for yourself. And if you got kids running around the house, obviously life can be difficult. But you know what? Life's not waiting for you to figure it out. Life's not waiting. Life's passing by faster and faster every day. So put your foot down, demand more from your life, and be more intentional with how you use your time. I hope you have a great day. And you're awesome. Bye.